you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Had Dr. Beato on today. Check out the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Please patronize all the advertisers here on the stream, the radio stations we're on. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. Thanks for all the kind words about... you all loved him too, and we did too. And he's still alive, but Jack Hanna's family announced yesterday, of course, he has got advanced dementia. And we're working on some old conversations we have with Jack. We'll put those on the podcast. We'll let you know when that happens. Because he was always fun, always engaging, always subversive, laughed at dick jokes, told dick jokes, you know.
So many great stories.
And you didn't hear those other places, you know. He just had to bring out a sloth once in a while. But here he got to say stuff, and he did. The old took a boner pill in New York without a woman. That was Jack Hanna.
Yeah, you're not going to hear that on Ellen.
Or Good Morning America, he was on all the time.
I think after Letterman, he went to Corden. He did that for a few years, too.
Yeah, he did.
He was like he's universally loved.
Yes.
I've never heard anybody be like, that Jack Hanna asshole.
You're right.
Yeah. That's a good point. Nobody can say that in this room.
No.
No, there's very few people you can say that about, period.
Yeah. Yeah. That sucks so, man. And by the way, he's a friend of the show, so no Deadpool hits, no matter what, ever. So don't put him on the list. Don't do anything. Doesn't count. We have a weird definition about that, but we know. What they are, we know what it is, and we know it.
Yeah. Right. But once the rule's been put down,
yes,
it has been. It may be odd.
It's odd sometimes.
We don't care
because we've known some people that have been in the building that were allowed, but we also know some people that we're really close to that are not allowed, and he's one of those.
Yeah, we felt a kinship with him.
Right,
friend of the show.
Right.
You think there's somebody that hates Jack Hanna just because he likes us?
Well, there you go. You might have found it right.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That would be the only reason.
Yeah. No, it'd be this. I like that Jack Hanna, but I hate you guys.
Right.
I love him on your show, but I hate the way he interacts with you guys.
I love Jack Hanna in spite of the fact that he's friends with Todd and Tyler.
Oh, it might be that guy.
Yeah.
They still love him, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they still love him.
Yeah. I never forgot about that caveat. Right. There's a lot of people there.
Right.
A lot of people.
Right. If you're a friend of ours,
like us, man.
To some people, that's a character flaw.
Yeah, but with Jack, they would be an outlier.
Yeah, yeah.
In spite of that, I like Jack.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. I guess I can look past that. Yeah. He's still pretty cool, even though he likes those guys.
It's weird. I've noticed with the show. I was just talking to my wife about this too. Where I'd be like, "Oh yeah," I'd be like, "Oh, you're on the show." I'd be like, "Well, I don't like that guy." I'm like, "What?" Like, I'm not saying that about your friends.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're friends with that guy? I don't. Yeah, he sucks. Screw him. It's strange.
Yeah, it. I'd
I guess try. Because it's a public thing, and
yeah, I don't. You know what? I used to care probably more than I do anymore. It's been doing this way too long. And Todd and I always laugh because Todd and I are always lumped together a lot. I realize some people don't like Todd, some people don't like me, but we're usually lumped together. And I like the guests. I love Craig. Hate you guys.
I hate the show.
And by the way, I think, well, you're listening. Whatever. You know. It's always been funny. Love the comedians. Love the way they interact with you guys, but you guys suck. You know.
Well, I think we share enough that people do feel like they know us personally.
Yeah, that's it.
And so they think that it's okay to say, ah, he's a douche. But, you know.
And we always say, puss is not a douche.
And thank
all
you.
All the time.
And thank you for defending me.
Right. He's different off the air.
Right. That's funny, Nick. I don't say that about your friends. That's a good point. We are friends with you,
right.
Nick. We are friends with you.
We have, like, you're my friend. I wouldn't say that. Oh, those are your cousins? That guy's an ass. But...
Well, you know what? This is always has been an exaggerated version of who we really are. I get that. But the word exaggerated version is huge. It means a lot on this show. Mm-hmm. If you go to dinner with us, we're not going, hey!
It is still a show.
Roll you over and pound you in the butt there. Oh, I don't know you. All that, I'm doing the show right here at lunch with you.
Do you get the occasional email?
Traveling with the soundboard.
Or you get the sense that they're trying to suck up to you by hammering me?
Oh, and vice versa.
Yeah.
Oh, I have seen that. I get mad. There was a person last week that hated on Puss, and I'm thinking, I don't care, dude. I didn't respond to the guy. You know what? Somebody calls Craig Henry. I said, yeah, that's why we love him, you know?
You're not going to drive a wedge between us,
right.
No matter how hard you try.
I've also got entirely to me, you, I hate you. I said, that's cool. Listen to the show.
Well, yeah, I get that one a lot, too.
And then there's the friend of mine.
I love how they try to draw us apart. That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Then there's the friend of mine who, and of course, this is pre-COVID, but when we would meet other people right. And they would figure out that I was with the Todd and Tyler show, my friend would say, about with me standing there and none of you standing there, they would just say to the other guy, yeah, Todd's my favorite.
All right. That's because he was a friend of yours.
Yes.
Friend of yours, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've noticed that over the years, too. What I've noticed over the years, and this Todd probably can attest to this, is that, you know, Todd and I have separate friends outside the building. A lot of ways. They might be acquaintances with each other, but with us, they're closer friends. And I've had friends that are more impressed than me, Todd, but they're my friends.
Mm-hmm.
So because they hear Todd as a personality, they know me. And then I know it's been the other way around, that somebody's known Todd, and they're better friends with Todd, and they'll start bending my ears somewhere. Hey, Tyler, nice to meet you. I listen to you all the time. Yeah, I know. You're friends with Todd. But
yeah, I could talk to him anytime. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the feeling.
It's just Todd.
That's it.
Right.
That's
I have Todd. Easy access to him. I don't get to talk to you very often.
If I tried to, tried to break it down, I don't care. We hammer each other more than you guys can. You know?
My favorite is when it...
Every day. Yeah.
I mean, you can't break me. I'm broken.
You damn right we're broken.
I love it. I love it when the topic comes up, and I say, "Well, no, they're actually pretty easygoing, nice guys to be around off the air." And they go, "Really? Like it's just completely unbelievable." They're normal dudes.
That's my favorite.
We all are.
I love that, Nick.
You're getting all day.
I love you, Nick. But I hate those guys.
Right? I always love those. Are those guys cool? Like, no, every morning's hell. Complete hell. It's awful.
Oh, man. But thank you for listening, but don't just wait too long, you know? And obviously it works. We don't know why, but it does. So thanks for listening. And that they're outliers, too.
There are.
People that like the show actually like us. I know it's crazy.
Well, yeah, they're out there, too. Right?
They are out there.
Sure. There are some people who like all elements of the show.
Yes.
The whole package, because we are the total package.
Yeah.
There you go, Nick Todd on the Twitter. Twitter says, if Brady would have lost that trophy, he would have dove into Tampa Bay and come up with two of them.
Yeah, he would have. He's magic.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and his hair, he would come out of the water, his hair would be perfectly placed.
Hey, Nick, you got a great team. If it ends up being a repeat of those two teams in the Super Bowl, very rare. If that would happen, I'll be a Chief fan next year.
Yeah, it would be rare.
I cannot take Brady winning.
Worked
two
out
in a
so
row.
Well this year.
Yeah. No, I was for the Bucs at the end because of
I
Chief
wasn't.
Fan. Because of Chief fan.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Mahomes get another shot at Brady because no matter what he could accomplish for the rest of his career, it'd always be he could never get past Brady.
If he wins a bunch more, who cares?
Yeah, he's no Eli Manning.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Was on this date in 1865, General Robert E. Lee surrendered the Confederate Army at Appomattox Courthouse in Virginia.
Losers.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
Losers.
He'll be back. And for those of you participating in our Deadpool, a name that you may have heard, may not have heard, probably haven't heard, turning 95 today, write this down, Shecky Green.
Oh, my God. Didn't know Shecky was alive.
Shecky Green is still alive?
I think so. Yeah.
Old-time comedian, man.
Says here, Shecky Green is still alive and 95.
Shecky Green.
So that's for our Deadpool players. We will accept him as famous enough.
Now I know why I thought he was old when I was a kid. Because he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's ancient.
95.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Shecky Green.
Well, let's see here. Here's a bit that Sam Adams is doing to drum up a little support. Just post proof of a vaccination to Instagram or Twitter. The photo can be a sticker or an arm with a bandage on it, but it has to include a particular hashtag regarding Sam Adams, and then they will send you
$7.
$7? Yeah.
What,
to enjoy
beers?
A free beer at a bar or restaurant. So they say that they are giving you a beer for getting a vaccination.
Is it a $7 check? I bet it is.
$7 through through the cash app.
Oh, okay.
Just so send it to you electronically.
It's actual cash.
To enjoy a free beer at a bar or a restaurant.
They couldn't send you a coupon for Sam Adams? That would make more sense.
They don't care what beer you get.
Can I get a donut and a beer then? Same day?
You could. Everybody celebrate Beer Day yesterday?
Yes. Oh, well, everybody did.
I posted a photo of a buddy of mine was celebrating it. And you see what that beer was called?
Is it like butt swag or something?
Bunghole.
Bunghole.
Butt swag.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, bunghole beer. He says it's out of Seattle. Yeah.
Yeah, I had one of the wheat beers from the Nebraska Brewing.
Yeah, I drank last night too, man. I had a couple of glasses of wine and two or three beers.
Yeah, I threw in a taco basa.
Yeah.
From the Nebraska Brewing Company.
Yeah, it was it's called Bunghole, which I said pound this, basically what I said, yeah. Bunghole Double Brown Ale.
The double brown.
Yeah, it's a double brown ale made out of, I can't even pronounce that name. Todd would probably know how to pronounce that since he's more familiar with the Northwest than me. Snoqualmie, Washington.
Snoqualmie.
That's how you pronounce it?
Yep.
Okay. Have a bunghole.
That stuck to the tape.
Yeah. I'll have two. Bungholes around. Come on. That's why you name stuff like that.
Definitely.
Who wants a bunghole?
Puss.
Yeah.
And you know what the bunghole is?
Yeah.
In the barrel.
Yeah.
That's where the cork goes.
Yeah.
Which makes the cork a
bung.
There you go.
Right. You put the bung in the bunghole and drink them both up.
LD just sent me a photo. Unfortunately, this is the one, the last time he texted us all. It's his bare ass from a couple years ago when he was in a nudist colony.
Yeah, you did that. You zoomed in on it and sent it back to all of us.
I did.
Asshat.
But I haven't looked at his page in a while because he sent all four of us. Jack Hanna has been added to the do not pick list for next year. I hate to even say that out loud because it's sad, but I know our listeners. Right.
Oh, that is his ass. Right.
Yeah.
Recognize that ass anywhere.
As I'm yelling bunghole, I'm looking at LD's ass.
His unbruised ass.
You're all bungholes.
I must have erased my text messages at some point because that started a new thread, and I don't have to look at his ass again.
Oh, you don't see his ass now? Okay.
I must have erased that. Yeah. Thank God.
Now you have to go to your photo albums to find it?
Yeah. I'll share it with you again today.
Please don't. Yeah. I'll wait for the next issue of Old Man Ass Quarterly.
There you go. Todd's going to be on this month. Remember, he's going
to... Well, we hope. Yeah. We didn't know if LD would give it up.
That's right. True.
We fired up. We have to ask LD first.
Right.
Are they doing an investigation?
No, because when Oprah had her magazine, she had to put herself on the cover because the only time they would sell was when she was on the cover. So she was on every cover. They sold more when she was on every cover. I don't know if the magazine still exists. Old Man Ass Quarterly only sold when LD's ass was on there. When we switched it up with Todd's Bruce ass, who knows how many he's going to sell.
Yeah, but we need an answer from him pretty quickly because that bruise just may fade away.
We can
make it happen again.
Yeah.
It's not getting any bruisier.
Yeah.
Grab a baseball bat and we
Yeah.
Or I could just fall on my ass again.
We know how to make bruises, is what I'm saying.
That is a bruise. I should have took a picture of your ass.
I should have let you.
On
the way out of that bedroom.
That's true.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to have to for the magazine.
I know.
Yeah, save it for the magazine. Proposed legislation in North Carolina would give residents there another holiday. They would designate the Fridays of the men's and women's ACC tournaments as a state holiday.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Adding to the 19 state holidays already on the North Carolina calendar.
They love their basketball, man.
State Senator Sarah Crawford said it's as important a tradition as barbecue and sweet tea.
Shut up.
Sweet tea's terrible.
Yeah. How about we just do the Super Bowl Monday?
In 1988, North Carolina began observing Good Friday as the statewide holiday, replacing Easter Monday. I did not realize that Easter Monday was a thing ever.
It was. I remember being that way, too.
Yeah.
As a kid.
Well, it was Dingus Day.
Yeah.
We celebrated the dingus
on
Monday.
Yeah, that sounded like fun.
Yeah, dingus what?
The
what
dingus
the,
day.
Yeah, what was a dingus day?
It was crazy.
It was crazy. Wasn't it like drinking and slapping people
in
the back?
Break in, kidnap people.
Oh, that's right.
You steal a bed, throw it into water.
Yeah.
Knock them down with a fire hose.
Yeah.
And then they get to do all that to you.
Right. It was the original hydrant party.
Tell the guy you're his wife while that was all part of dingus day. Yeah. Don't look down. I got a beard.
Okay.
I'll pretend you're my wife. Yeah, listen to the whole show, by the way.
So the Easter Monday, would you not have to go to school?
Yeah, I think we had, as a kid, I think we had Friday and Monday off.
Friday and Monday.
Yeah, it was Friday and Monday. From we were at that age, yeah.
That sounds great. Four-day weekend?
Yeah.
That would immediately become my favorite holiday.
Yeah.
All the other holidays, you get a day off.
Yeah, 4-day weekends are nice.
Well, they did not. It was not Good Friday and Easter Monday. It was just Easter Monday.
It seemed. You're right, Craig. I think it might have been just Easter Monday, but
you might be right.
Yeah, they just did. Yeah, it was just the one.
Well, we used to stay up late celebrating Jesus on Sunday so late. Everybody was hung over, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Suck it, Jesus.
No. Apparently, hula hoop sales are up by 20%.
Everybody's bored at home. That's it.
Everybody loves the hula hoop.
Yeah, yeah.
This has to signal the end of the pandemic, doesn't it? And hula hoop sales are going up.
Yep.
That's got to be the last thing.
20% increase over the previous year.
Well, the Hooters are opening up again.
They say it's a cheap way to relieve pandemic stress, and it's a great exercise routine.
Yeah.
There have been a lot of businesses that have benefited from this, specifically the outdoor stuff.
Right, right.
Like I think golf really ticked up.
Mm-hmm.
What did I see a few weeks ago? Over the winter. REI, all these outlets had like a 400% increase in snowshoe sales.
Yep.
Some people bought two.
Yeah. Yep. Hiking. All that sort of, all kinds of outdoor activity. Hiking,
lawn darts.
Camping.
Yep.
And the Frozen Four.
Who's in that?
Minnesota State.
Yep.
St. Cloud State. Minnesota Duluth.
Which Minnesota State?
Minnesota State's the one in Mankato, or our buddy coaches. Mike Hastings.
He's in
the
Final
coach.
Four?
Yeah.
Good for Mike, man. What a great, good job, Mike.
And Massachusetts.
Okay.
Oh.
One non-Minnesota team.
One from outside of Minnesota.
Well, there's always a It's either the Northeast or Minnesota. That's it.
Yeah.
The far Northeast, I should say. New England area. They have great hockey up there.
Michigan and some of those. There's some hockey
Big Ten
teams
schools
there.
aren't bad.
Michigan, yeah. Michigan Tech.
Yeah.
North Dakota gets in there once in a while.
The upper Midwest has a few.
Do they play that in Minnesota?
Go Mike.
Oh, yeah. They've got it on the high school level.
Oh, yeah.
And there's all kinds of guys who play the recreational, the pond hockey. They have a huge pond hockey tournament.
No, the actual, the Frozen Four, is that in Minnesota?
Yeah, oh, I don't know where it is.
Where's this year?
Pittsburgh.
It's in Pittsburgh. Okay.
PBG Paints Arena.
All right.
I assume
that begins tonight, and the winners meet Saturday night.
Penguins play there, I assume.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, Minnesota, Duluth, Minnesota State, St. Cloud State, they're all D2 and everything else except for
hockey.
Hockey.
Yeah.
Hockey. How'd you do in your hockey bracket this year?
Nobody fills those out.
Yeah.
Maybe in Minnesota.
I hit on all the picks I made.
Yeah. Hey, Mike filled them out in Minnesota.
I didn't miss any.
Dr. Mina. Nobody hates Dr. Mina. That's true.
Not true.
Nope. That's not true. You're right.
Not true at all.
Oh, that's a good point. People do hate Dr. Mina.
Well, that's the guys that hate science.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
She represents science.
Yeah. Check her out in the podcast. TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Talking to the Manker tomorrow.
The Manker's phone. He's going to be in.
He's going to be in Wichita on Sunday night at the Looney Bin.
Yeah, go see our buddy Gary Mankey. Tell Nick who you hate. I hate those guys.
You kill those guys.
Thanks. Well, I don't like your friends either.
Yeah, do that, Nick. Go back. Your cousin sucks ass too. See you tomorrow. Wear a mask.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.